This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and if you are new here, hello. Thank you for joining me. I'm very excited about today's episode. This is actually one of my very favorite things to talk about. Way back in episode, I think it was 475, I talked about minding the truth that moves you forward. And I told this story, I believe it was from season one of the show Billions. Billions is on Showtime. And I'm 99% sure it was season one. Anyway, they're having this conversation and there's this conflict between, you know, investing in this thing or doing the right thing morally. And essentially, Wendy Rhodes says, there will always be more than one truth, but when you're here, mind the truth that makes you money. But when you're here, mind the truth that makes you money. And I listened to that, and what immediately came to my mind was, there will always be multiple versions of the truth, but we get to decide to mind the truth that moves us forward. Mind the truth that moves us forward. It might be true that you've struggled to get out of debt because something always comes up. There's always something unexpected, right? That is true. But it is not the only truth. We can mind the truth that moves us forward instead of minding the truth that makes us feel powerless, minding the truth that tells us we don't have options. I see this every single day when I talk to my clients. They are minding the truth of their past. They are not minding the truth of their potential. They're not lying when they say, I'm so inconsistent. I'm really great at starting things, but I always give up or drift off or quit. That is their truth, but it is not the only truth. And it is not the truth that moves them forward. It is the truth that's reflective of the past, but not the truth that is reflective of their potential. We need to close the gap on this. What I mean by that is we understand that if we focus on the past, we're likely to recreate it. We understand that the way things have been is not the way that they have to be. And yet, so many of us, even with that understanding, continue to focus on the problem and the past and the way things have been and what has gotten in the way and all the reasons we haven't done it yet. When I say that we need to close the gap on this, I mean we know that the way things have been is not the way they have to continue to be. And now we need to think that way. We need to shift our attention. We need to shift our energy and get out of this place where so much of our emotions, so much of our energy, so much of our thought and our time is going to the very thing we don't want to recreate. All the things that have gone wrong, all the ways that we have let ourselves down. We need to start giving our energy and our thought and our emotion to how we want things to be today, how we want things to be moving forward. You're not stuck in your reality. You are stuck in your story. The good news is that you are not stuck in your circumstances. You're not stuck in your reality. The place where people get stuck is in their story. Here's what happens sometimes when I say this word story. They go back to their childhood days and maybe somebody in their family, my grandfather used to say this to me, stop telling stories. And we take it to mean sometimes that we've made it up, that it's not true. And I want to say to you, it is true. Your story is not untrue. It's just unhelpful if you're feeling stuck. So when I say story, I'm not saying you're fabricating it. I'm not saying it's not true. You certainly did not make it up. It's just reflective of what is behind you, not reflective of what is in front of you, what is possible for you, what is ahead of you. And you can't look backwards if you don't want to go that way, right? Energetically, If your thought, if your attention is going to the past and the problem, then your choices will too. Your choices will too. So we have to shift energetically in our thoughts, in our emotions, from what is behind to what is ahead. If you want to create a new pattern of behavior, if you want to create a new reality in any way, shape, or form, you have to change your attention. To start to get clear on this, I want you to think about your own description of the problem or the barrier or the obstacle or the past. Because if you don't recognize it as a story, you're not going to be as empowered to change it, right? So for me, I had a story about food that was, if I'm stressed or overwhelmed, all bets are off, right? I am really great at starting a new diet, and I'm terrible at sticking with it. It was true. It was reflective of my past, and that was the very problem. My beliefs were totally dependent on where I had been and not at all reflective of where I wanted to go. Until I was able to say, this is the story I have about food. This is the story I have about my weight. This is the story I have about money or about relationships. I just saw it as the truth. I didn't see it as something I could change. But it is. You will either give your energy to where you've been, or you will give your energy to where you are going. Where a lot of people get tripped up on this is they think that they need to have some historical basis for something to be true. And that is just not the case. They think that if they haven't ever been disciplined or consistent, if they haven't ever finished something that they've started, that they can't. But that's not true. I mean, nothing is demonstrated until it's demonstrated. Fundamentally, the Wright brothers didn't have to know, didn't have to have experience putting a plane in the sky to do it. In fact, their ability to do it depended on their willingness to believe it was possible before it had been done. Think about that again. Their ability to do it, something that they hadn't done before, something that hadn't been done by anybody before, and most of us are dealing in the realm of things that have been done by people before, just maybe not by us. Their ability to do it was dependent on their willingness to believe and to acknowledge that it was possible before they had that evidence, before they had that experience, before they had that success. And the same thing is true for you. Your ability to step into and permanently live in a new pattern of behavior depends on, hinges on, requires your willingness to believe that it is possible before you have evidence of it. So we have to make this shift away from where we have been towards where we want to go, where we want to be, who and how we want to be. That's what it requires. That's what it demands. When people tell me their stories that they don't even realize are stories, it often goes like, I can't seem to stay consistent. No matter how badly I want it, it seems like I'm good for a few days and then the wheels fall off the bus. Your story is true, but it's not the truth. It's not the only truth. It's not the most helpful truth. It is the truth of where you've been, but it is not the truth of where you're going. You've got to get a better word on the situation. You've got to get a better word on the situation. What else is true? What is the truth of where I'm going instead of continuing to cling to the truth of where I have been? It's not the only truth. It's not the most helpful truth. What do you trust in more? Your past or your potential? And I think a lot of people, if they're being honest, are going to say, oh, my past. I trust more in my past because I've been there, because I've experienced it, because I have that experience. But you've got to build your belief in where you're going. And fortunately, unlike the Wright brothers, like I said, most of us are dealing with things that have not only been done before, they've been done millions of times before. They just haven't been done by you, but you are capable. And that capability begins with your belief. It begins with your belief. It begins with your thoughts. It begins with your energy. There is multiple truths. There are multiple versions of the story, but you get to decide if you're going to tell a helpful story or you're going to tell a harmful story. You get to decide if you're using your energy for where you've been or you're using your energy for where you're going. When I think about where I'm at now, and we can pick any aspect, we'll pick business because I always use examples of relationship or examples of my relationship with food. But business. It's easy to believe in the things I've already done. It's easy to believe in the story of where I've been. But what creates change is the narrative of where I'm going, is the energy I put into what I'm creating. So for me, that's future books. That's future books. Now, I've already written a book, so that helps. But before I wrote that book, I hadn't. And it seemed like the hardest thing in the world. I cannot tell you how many times I told myself this story that I'm really good at starting ideas, but I'm not really good at finishing them. And I had to create a new narrative that was, I'm going to finish this. And it might not be excellent. It might not be my best, but it will be finished. I will finish this. I will be a finisher. I will complete this thing that I started. And I noticed that now as I work on my second book, that I can tell the story of before, like, oh, starting it is so easy, but like working through ideas and finding the flow and the structure, finishing all of those things are so hard. But that is not the only truth. That is the truth of where I have been. It is not the truth of where I am going. The truth of where I am going is this book will change lives. This book will impact people. This book will change my family. This book will change my career. I have a strong paragraph in me. I can move this forward today. I'm not saying that your truth has to be some big grand thing like I become a Nobel Prize winner, that I become a New York Times bestseller. I'm not going to those truths. I certainly could, and I encourage you to dream big. But the truth of where you're going can be specific to today, right? I will make meaningful progress today by. The truth of where you're going does not have to be reflective of where you want to end up in 5 years or 10 years or even 5 months. The truth of where you are going can be today, the difference I will make in my own life today comes from. I will make a difference in my relationship today by. I'm going to up-level my communication in my home today through. The way things have been is not the way they have to continue to be, but you have to change your story. Your circumstances are not the thing that's in your way. It's your story, because there will forever be circumstances. You look at anyone who has achieved anything, there have been circumstances that could have held them back, that could have stopped them altogether, but they didn't. And the reason they didn't is because the story they told was not about the circumstances. It wasn't about what happened. It was about what they did with it. It was about what they could do. It wasn't about where they've been. It's about where they're going. What you say to yourself might be true, but it's the truth of the past. It's a truth descriptive of where you've been, which is very, very different from a different truth that is available to you, that is the truth of where you're going, the truth of your potential, the truth you tell yourself isn't the only truth. And I want to ask you this. If you were wrong about you, would you want to know? If you were wrong about you, would you want to know? And when you tell stories and when you hold beliefs that are reflective of your past and not reflective of your potential, they tell you about where you've been, but they don't tell you where you're going, you've been wrong. You've been wrong because you've been missing this side of the equation that is about where you're going. So I want to encourage you so strongly to tell the truth about where you are going, to tell the story about what it is that you want, and to surrender this story. Stop using so much energy on the story about the problem, the past, or where you've been before. The key is the story you tell, and you are the storyteller of your life. You hold so much power because of that fact that you are the storyteller in your life. You get to use that to move yourself forward. It is not your circumstances. It is your story. You mind the truth that moves you forward. The only thing you could ever be stuck in is your story, and you have so much power because you are the storyteller in your life. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.